We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon and welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community. Your host is Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. This hour is designed to inspire, inform, and to help you live better with cancer. Now, here's your host, Kim Tibaldo.
Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer, an internet radio show that focuses on informing and inspiring people to live well with cancer. I'm your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. The Wellness Community and Gildas Club have united to become the Cancer Support Community, one of the largest providers of cancer support in the United States and around the world. Our services are offered at more than 170 locations worldwide and online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. Our show today is being sponsored in part by Eisai, Genentech, and Amgen. So welcome to the show. We've got a great show for you today. Over the past couple of years, the cancer support community has been extremely fortunate to have created partnerships with three philanthropic and community-minded entrepreneurs. These entrepreneurs have been generous enough to donate a portion of the proceeds from their products, some specifically designed with the cancer support community in mind, to the programs and services offered here at the cancer support community. So I'm really excited to introduce you to our amazing guests and familiarize you with their incredible products. So I'm going to jump right in. First, we have with us John Wind, founder of John Wind Maximal Art Jewelry. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Kim. Great to be here.
We also have Wendy Berger, president of Pour Le Monde 100% Natural Perfumes. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you so much, Kim.
And we also have Art Pellet, author of the novel Sleeping in Snow with Bears. So glad you could join us, Art.
Thank you, Kim. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start off by giving our listeners some background about you guys, your companies, your products, and really what we're here to talk about today. I'm going to start with you, John. Tell our listeners a little bit about John Wind Maximal Art, how you founded the company, and how would you really describe the style of your jewelry and sort of the personality of your company?
Okay. I went to art school in London in the early 80s and got into jewelry more as a personal artistic expression than a business, but I found myself selling these crazy concoctions, and next thing I knew, I was in business, and over the years have been more in the fashion world, other times in the gift world, but the constant is that there's a vintage feeling to the jewelry. It's like updated, modern vintage is our buzzword for it, and it's also very narrative, storytelling, a lot of objects that have meaning, a lot of gift-oriented things that you'd give to family members or friends. So, you know, a connection to something, a storytelling journey is a pretty natural one for us.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the special story behind some of the pieces that you've done for the cancer support community, John. But let me bring Wendy into the conversation. Wendy, tell us about your inspiration for Pour Le Monde 100% Natural Perfumes. What inspired you to create these fragrances? Take us back a little bit to your background and to the origin of this, the birth of this wonderful company.
Ah, thanks, and again, thank you so much for including me today. My journey began when I was pregnant, and I became fastidious about what I ate: the no nuts, caffeine, sushi, and the more I looked up online what I shouldn't be consuming or using, fragrance kept popping up. Now, Kim, I've always been a fragrance junkie. Ever since I got my first bottle for my 9th birthday, I don't know if you remember Love's Baby Soft.
Yes.
But, right? It was just on every girl's shelf. But it was the start of it all, and my whole career really has been around fragrances. I worked for Revlon. I worked at big fashion magazines with many cosmetic companies on their fragrance launches, and I had even created my own fragrance where people would stop me on the street to ask me what I was wearing. So to find out I shouldn't be wearing fragrance when I was pregnant was really, really difficult, and I just kept investigating why you shouldn't, and I was horrified with what I found. Synthetic perfumes like the one you find on the counters of your local department store, in those sexy ads in the magazines I used to work for, are all made from petrochemicals, and these man-made chemicals, such as phthalates, have been linked to a whole host of health hazards, from hormone and thyroid disruption, allergic reactions like migraines. I don't know how many times you've maybe been on an elevator and somebody's walked in with a strong fragrance. For me, and a lot of people I know, a migraine just triggers immediately. Asthma, nausea, even sperm damage, birth defects, and yes, even cancer. And Kim, that beloved scent I used to wear that everybody complimented me on, I found out was the most toxic ever. Mm-hmm. It was heavy musk, and synthetic musks concentrate in human fat tissue, especially breast tissue. And it's been found in breast milk, water streams, even in the bottom of Lake Erie. If you Google chemicals in perfume, you will be blown away, the search results. So How is this allowed to happen? It was the first thing that I was shocked when I read up on everything. And the ingredients in a fragrance don't have to be listed on the packaging as it's deemed a secret formula. Mm-hmm. From this old law back in 1973 called the Fair Label and Packaging Act. And what's so alarming is almost 70% of what you put on your skin gets absorbed straight to your bloodstream. And when you spray a fragrance, you are inhaling the ingredients as well, which can migrate to different body organs, and especially cause the asthma. And spraying perfume is like secondhand smoke. It really affects others around you. So I just couldn't fathom using fragrance when I was pregnant. And I didn't even use any after my son was born. But my friend Lisa, who's been living with MS for several years, and I were discussing everything I found out about the health risks associated with fragrance, and she knew I was a fragrance junkie, and encouraged me to create a natural perfume line. And because of her illness, I decided that not only was I going to do this, but each fragrance was going to give back to a specific charity. And
terrific.
Voila, Pour Le Monde for the World was born.
Excellent, Wendy. And I know we'll have some time to talk a little bit about the different fragrances and the different charities that you've chosen, including Cancer Support Community. But let me get Art's story in here. Art, you are a novelist. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started writing novels, what your style of writing is, and I want to talk a little bit about this wonderful book, Sleeping in Snow with Bears.
Sure. Well, Kim, I've pretty much always had a very big imagination, as I think all novelists have to have. And this is going to sound completely corny and will definitely date me. But when I was a boy, I loved the Peanuts comic strip in the Sunday newspaper. You remember that?
Sure.
And you remember how Snoopy liked to sit on his doghouse and type on his typewriter?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to do that. I didn't have a doghouse. But I did have a bed, and he had one panel that always stuck out in my mind, and I remember to this day he was typing. It was a dark and stormy night. Well, I never came up with anything so imaginative as that, but when I was about 10 years old, I was sitting on my typewriter trying to be the great American novelist, just like Snoopy, and I got about two sentences in, and I got my first case of writer's block. So anyway, I put that crazy idea away for about 20 years, and I got some real-life experience. And then one evening, I was working a corporate job as a regional manager up in Kentucky. I was stuck in a small hotel up there in pretty much rural nowhere, and I was alone for a week at a time with pretty much nothing to do. I don't even remember if they got cable up there. So I started writing what at the time I thought were short stories. And I wrote several, and they had a common theme of location, but there was really nothing linking one to another. Then when that gig was over and I came home, I had realized I'd caught the writer's bug, and I decided I'd participate in a public writer's workshop where writers sit around and share what they've written. And I got some pretty nice comments on those stories that I'd written. So now I didn't give really much thought to that kind of criticism, but not long after that, I found myself caught up in a large corporate downsizing, and I was laid off. So between looking for a new job, I decided to use my free time and tie those three stories together and build on that common theme I mentioned, and perhaps going as far as developing them into a novel if I could. You know, a lot of us always dream about writing a novel but never do it, and here I had a chance, so I decided to use the time for that. And that's what I did, and that manuscript now, it sits in a desk drawer, but the entire experience when I finished with that was extremely cathartic and rewarding, and I decided I'd try my hand at another, and that's pretty much where I am now, how I started writing novels.
This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We have on our show today three wonderful friends of the cancer support community, three generous entrepreneurs who are donating a portion of the proceeds from their products to the cancer support community. We have Art Pellet, who's written a wonderful novel called Sleeping in Snow with Bears. We have Wendy Berger with Port Lamont 100% Natural Perfumes, who's created a wonderful scent, 100% natural scent to benefit the cancer support community. We have our friend John Wind from John Wind Maximal Art Jewelry, who has also created some wonderful, beautifully custom designed pieces to benefit the cancer support community. And it's a great opportunity for our listeners today, our friends of the cancer support community, to be able to do good and do well by purchasing these wonderful items that you can enjoy, that you can give as gifts to others. And a portion of the proceeds from these gifts will come to benefit the cancer support community and really help us advance our mission. We have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot that we're gonna talk a little bit more about some of these wonderful products. We're gonna give you some information about how you can purchase these products to enjoy them. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're gonna take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to seven meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals@home.com or call 617-733-5848.
Cancer. It's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, AZI, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. Today's show is being sponsored in part by Celgene
Lilly Oncology and Onyx. I'm Kim Thibodeau. Today we're joined by three friends of the cancer support community whose amazing products benefit our work and help to advance our mission of providing free support services to all people impacted by cancer. John, I want to talk a little bit more about your company, John Wind Maximal Art Jewelry. You know, you talked about how you were an art student and really creating some pieces, and folks really wanted to get their hands on them. You started, you know, sharing those and selling those to folks, and that really led to the business. But you've got a great history in that business. Talk a little bit more about the style of the business, about how it's grown and evolved over these years. And I also know, John, you have a history of charitable partnerships and products, and that's been a part of your history from day one. And maybe you can give us an idea of some of the other partnerships, charitable partnerships that you've been involved with that kind of brought you forward to the cancer support community.
Sure. First, I'll tell you a little bit more about the jewelry itself and the style of it. I had mentioned that it's a modern take on vintage. What I didn't say is that it's fashion jewelry, meaning it's gold plate, silver plate, glass, crystal. So it's not precious, which precious metals or stones, which makes it very affordable. And again, kind of, you know, furthers my mission of making jewelry that uplifts people, that makes you happy, that doesn't take itself too seriously. So the evolution of the company was that while at first it was very much my artistic expression, eventually, and my dad, who's a business professor, was very happy that I reached this point. Eventually, you realize it's a business. And, you know, while I have a certain aesthetic personally, we discovered that in order to keep moving forward, growing the company, selling nationally and internationally, we had to be mindful of fashion trends, you know, from maximal to minimal, say, for, what our customers wanted. And over the years, the company has grown, both in terms of our distribution, our reputation. You know, people really know that John Wind Jewelry stands for something now, and that's a very gratifying thing. And it's been through more consistency and, you know, really holding on to this vision of the modern vintage look and that customer. In the 80s, when I started the business, AIDS was new and decimating and was very much the center of attention for me, my friends, our whole community. And so within the first year of my business, I designed a pin. At the time, brooches were all the rage. And it was a three-dimensional collage, and each element of it was symbolic of the fight against AIDS and love and friendship and healing. And I worked with a local agency in Philadelphia where I live, and we sold these pins through a network of stores in the Philadelphia area, New Jersey, Delaware, southeastern Pennsylvania. And it became a real thing, and over the next 5 years, each year I designed a different pin, and over the course of that 5 years, we raised over $100,000 for these two AIDS organizations.
Wonderful.
So that was really my strongest experience of, doing something that wasn't just to look good, but to feel good, as you said earlier. And then there was a lull in terms of a really intense commitment to the charitable side of things. I mean, we've always donated pieces to silent auctions. When you make stuff, people are asking you all the time to donate stuff for the auctions, and that's a very easy way to give. But just a few years ago, your colleague, Jill DeRozic, who's a friend of mine, contacted me about making a piece to help celebrate the beginning of your research facility in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And that got the ball rolling on a whole new generation of a charitable connection for the company. And what really was exciting about it was that while the AIDS project was very local, at this point we have a very national reputation and 700 customers around the country. So to partner with an organization that has national reach felt like the right thing. And in terms of cancer, I mean, it's, you know, it's just something that everybody has a connection to and recognizes and wants to do what they can.
So, John, you grew from making pins in London to now there are 700 outlets, 700 stores around the country that are carrying your pieces.
How about it?
Yeah, fantastic. It's fantastic. And I'm, as you know, I'm a huge fan of your work, John, and I have a number of John's pieces, and so they are so beautiful, and they are really, they're conversation pieces, they're conversation starters, and folks really want to know what these pieces are and you know, who's the creative mind and force behind them. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about how folks can see the new pieces. John has designed 9 beautiful pieces for the cancer support community, and we want our listeners to come to the website and check those pieces out and buy them for themselves, for their friends, for their families. They're a great way to uplift someone in your life who has cancer through that inspiration. And the same with this wonderful fragrance that Wendy has developed for us called Together for the Cancer Support Community. Wendy, talk a little bit more about, I think it's such a great story that you have through Pour Le Monde 100% Natural Fragrances. Talk a little bit more about the collection that you're launching. I know each scent benefits a specific charity. Talk a little bit more about what inspired these partnerships and, of course, why the cancer story and the connection to the cancer support community was important for you.
Sure. Before that, though, I just would like to add your comment about John's pieces being conversation starters.
Yes.
I think John's line and his creations are just beyond unique. They are just fabulous. And John, I think what you do, you're just incredibly talented. So I wanted to throw that in. But with Pour Le Monde fragrances, we actually have partnerships to start with our launch collection with 3 amazing charities, where we give back 10% of each bottle sold of their designated fragrance. So of the 3 fragrances, each one benefits a specific charity. And these charities were chosen not only for personal reasons, but we felt that they weren't really spotlighted in the beauty marketplace. First and foremost, as I talked about, my friend who was living with MS, who inspired me to launch Pour Le Monde. She also named my company, ironically. There wasn't any way I could do this and not have multiple sclerosis organization represented. So our fragrance and vision benefits the National MS Society, whose mission is to envision a world free of MS. And our second charity is this wonderful organization that raises and trains service dogs to empower the lives of the visually impaired, the blind, and children with autism. We've called the fragrance Empower because of that, and that benefits the Guiding Eyes for the Blind. I actually had friends who were puppy raisers for Guiding Eyes, where they would raise a puppy for over a year, spending numerous hours teaching the dog, socialization skills, et cetera. And then after a year, they actually have to say goodbye to the dog and return the dog back to the Guiding Eye staff for service dog training. But, you know, that dog winds up going to help somebody really in need. And it's really just an amazing organization.
Wow.
And as for the cancer support community, my friend's sister-in-law's family founded the Gilda's Club up in Westchester, New York. And like John said before, we all have a connection to cancer.
Yeah.
It just hits home with friends, family. Right now, I personally have 2 friends with stage 4 cancer, and to have this amazing organization, the Cancer Support Community, that offers free support and information with those afflicted with cancer, it really is my pleasure to create the Together fragrance so that no one faces cancer alone, and just to raise awareness for the community and funds back, because I really think, Kim, what you and your team is doing is just tremendous.
Wonderful, Wendy. Thank you so much. And it is a wonderful, lovely, fresh, really inspired fragrance, and we really want folks to check it out. I've been wearing it around Washington, D.C., and then getting lots of compliments.
Oh,
so I'm glad I have a place I can send folks now to get their hands on it.
Yes.
Art, I want to talk about Sleeping in Snow with Bears. It's your first published novel. Why did you make the decision to offer a portion of the proceeds from sales to our organization, the Cancer Support Community?
Sure. Well, just like Wendy said, I saw about the no one wanting to suffer alone. That's a huge theme in my book.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of parallels, and so when I started to think about how it ever sell bears, I wondered who it was that would be interested in it. It's a fairly broad story and hard to put down in a few lines. It's even hard for me to pigeonhole as a writer. So it got me thinking. I needed to tell my readers about my lead character who had cancer. I wanted them to understand it, or I wanted to have people relate to her, to people
yes.
like her. So I thought of Gilda Radner, of course, as we're, many of us are familiar with her. And she passed away from ovarian cancer, and unlike the woman in my book does, and unlike the people in my family, hers was not a private fight, and I remember there had been quite a lot of press about it at the time.
Yes.
So it was something that other people could relate to. She was very much loved, and one of the funny things she said towards the end was she came on Saturday Night Live and said, "Reports of my demise have been greatly exaggerated." Quote by Mark Twain, actually.
Yes, yes.
And it brought the house down that night with tears and laughter. But really, I wanted to write a blog about that because it's somebody who's out there who people are familiar with, and my character is similar to that. And
okay.
So I wanted to give people that feeling of that sense of what the book is about.
Great.
Anyway, I wanted to get in touch with Gilda's Club because I wanted to get their permission to use the name in my blog. And when I did, I found out that CSC and Gilda's Club are pretty much one organization these days. So
yes.
That's how I got in touch with CSC. And pretty much my choice to do something for them came out of that. I didn't want to just play off of Gilda's name. That wouldn't be fair to anybody. And it's such a good cause. So that's pretty much why.
We are very grateful that, you know, you've chosen us as your, you know, as your charity with this novel. And we're going to talk after the break a little bit more about some of the themes in the novel and how they relate to our mission. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We've got three wonderful friends of the cancer support community on the line today talking about our partnerships with them and some wonderful products that they have created where the sales will benefit the cancer support community. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The cancer support community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the cancer support community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliamealsathome.com or call 617-733-5000.
5848.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Azi, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. Today's show is sponsored in part by AstraZeneca, Millennium, and Purdue Pharma. I'm Kim Tibaldo. Today we're talking about three friends of the cancer support community and entrepreneurs, creative folks who are doing well by doing good and doing some great things for the cancer support community and really helping us to advance our mission to provide free support services for all people impacted by cancer. We provided over $40 million of free services to people with cancer and their loved ones just in the past year alone. John, back to our partnership, John Wynn Maximal Art and the Jewelry. Could you explain to our listeners the thought and the design behind the pieces in the Cancer Support Community Collection, maybe describe those and talk about the inspiration?
Yes, sure. I'll start with the centerpiece, which is a charm bracelet. You know, charm bracelets were so big, our moms and grandmoms had them, and there's now this kind of resurgence that wearing a charm bracelet is like a retro chic thing to do. And the bracelet that I designed has the six symbols that are then featured in simpler ways in other necklaces and bracelets. First of all, the bracelet itself is clasped with a hand that's in a kind of clenched fist, an image that I got from a Victorian jewelry source. And in the Victorian England, that clenched hand was a symbol of friendship. So I thought, oh, that's a perfect place to start.
Mm.
Then there's a horseshoe symbolizing, you know, good luck. I should have started with the CSC's custom piece. I'm actually looking at the bracelet as I'm talking, so it's the second one from the left. But we chose as a team, we all agreed that the symbol of a tree of life was a wonderful symbol. It's uplifting. It's a great metaphor, and we added the word life underneath it. So it's a custom-designed coin, about the size of a quarter, but a little thicker. And on the reverse side of it is the CSC's logo, which is the rising sun motif. So there's a lot of reference there to nature as a metaphor for you know, all the positive things that the CSC is doing. The centerpiece of the bracelet is a locket, and I love lockets because of their symbolism, because they're a place to personalize a piece of jewelry. Once you open it up and put a photo in, you know, it's not fashion jewelry anymore. It becomes really a family heirloom. And I've heard stories where people don't just put photos in the lockets, but they put poems, they put an inspirational word, they put a lock of hair like the Victorians did. There's so many ways to use it to personalize. The next charm is it's actually another locket, but on top of it, we've added a compass, thinking that that's, again, another wonderful symbol of finding the way. And then finally, there's a little cluster, a heart, with a key. So those are pretty classic symbols of love, of unlocking, the cure. And cumulatively, this bracelet, which is in two-tone, a mixture of silver and gold, really covers the entirety of this project. And all of those themes then get represented in different pieces, which you'll be able to see on the website.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a great, great description, John, and I think it's going to be an inspiration for our listeners to go to the cancersupportcommunity.org website to check out these pieces and really, you know, pick the piece or pieces that are right for you, that are right for your friends, for your family, because they really are. I know some of our folks have bought them and given them as gifts, particularly to folks who might be struggling with cancer or to their friends who are survivors, and they give folks such a lift because they do make that. They're a beautiful fashion jewelry piece that stand on their own, but when you add in the narrative about the Tree of Life inspiration, about the CSC sunburst, about all of those other elements that are really symbolic of, you know, of the journey and all of the support and care that we provide to folks, it just really makes for a great gift or a piece to wear to show folks. So we certainly want folks to check those out. Wendy, I think it's important, and particularly if we have folks just joining us, not only do all of your products benefit a specific charity, and of course we have our Together scent that benefits the cancer support community, but they're all certified by the prestigious Natural Products Association. Can you just tell our listeners exactly what that means and why it's so important that's a part of really the you know the personality and the philosophy of your company and your fragrances?
Oh, sure. Well, in the last 5 years, I think that on our over 60% of people are really becoming more conscious about ingredients in their personal care products in the last 5 years. But I don't know if you know this, the FDA does not have a formal definition for the term natural. So any manufacturer can put the word natural on their packaging. If it's 1% natural ingredients, if it's 0.002%, I mean, it's crazy. They do this to give the illusion that their products are healthy, and it's really becoming more prevalent as marketers capitalize on how consumers are demanding more natural ingredients in their products. And there's a lot of fragrances that claim they're all natural, where they have petrochemicals or petrochemical residue in them. The hot term right now, you've probably heard it, it's called greenwashing for this deception. And the Natural Products Association, or the NPA for short, first, the oldest and largest nonprofit dedicated to the naturals industry, and they do not tolerate greenwashing. They have set out to truly define what natural ingredients mean in our personal care. Yes. And to get the NPA certification, which, you know, as you said, all the Pour Le Monde fragrances carry, they put together a set of really strict guidelines. First, you have to be 95% natural or more. I mean, of course, we're 100%. The NPA also requires that natural products contain only ingredients that come from renewable, plentiful sources found in nature. Mm-hmm. They do not permit animal testing, and you also have to show the company that you are showing sustainability using biodegradable ingredients and the most environmentally sensitive packaging. So for consumers, especially those with chemical sensitiveness, moms who are pregnant, nursing, or just want to limit indoor pollution, those with illnesses or want to live a healthy lifestyle, having that NPA seal means that there is no greenwashing and that it is truly a natural product, which is why if you go on the NPA website and look up personal care products, yes, you'll be surprised how few there are. In fact, Pour Le Monde is only one of two companies with fragrances currently certified by the NPA. So it's just a seal saying that, you know, folks, they're not kidding. You know, these manufacturers have 100, you know, up to 95% and over natural ingredients.
No, it's very, very prestigious. And again, I think so important, particularly for the story that we're telling. Just quickly, Wendy, just tell folks about the scent for the cancer support community.
Oh, sure. It's called Together, and it's pretty fabulous. It's woodsy floral. It's got some fruit, but it's a light floral. It's not an overpowering floral. It's got freesia, lilac, violet, with a very woodsy base. It's a very classic fragrance, very signature. The consumer feedback on it has been absolutely amazing. Everybody loves it, and I enjoy wearing it.
It's a beautiful, real everyday scent. That we want folks to check out. Here we are into August. For our listeners who are looking for a great new read for the final weeks of the summer, could you just give us a short summary of Sleeping in Snow with Bears, just to whet people's appetite so they can go and grab the book as they're heading to the beach?
Sure, Kim. I'd love to do that. You know, your listeners may have remembered from a prior segment when I mentioned the character with cancer. That's not what this novel is about. Sleeping in Snow with Bears, it's actually a mystery. It's a suspense thriller and has a little bit of romance in it. It does have a young woman who's dying from ovarian cancer, and she's out. And the book starts out, she's out in the wilds of the Rocky Mountains on a cold, snowy night, and she's looking for a final resting place because she's pretty much given up. She's about to do herself off, and she hears the ferocious growling of a nearby grizzly bear, and through the shadows of the roof of her fabric of her tent, thrown by the moon, she sees its claws, and just when the chapter comes to an end, her tent is attacked. So that's a little bit scary, and I tried to, you know, get the reader's attention there, and that was deliberate. But then the story segues back and goes forward to, and there's this paparazzo who's been checking paparazzis, you know, the singular of paparazzi, and he's chasing a movie star, Hollywood movie star, and he comes into this Montana town where this woman died, and he stumbles across this story, and he hears an old Indian man telling it to a rebellious young teenager who strangely gets to sit down and quietly listen to him tell this story, and the paparazzo listens to that story and is just fascinated by it. But he has no clue what it means or how it ties to this movie star that he's been chasing. But as the story goes on, he finds out that it does, and it turns out that the girl who's dying has actually been told a prophecy back when she was a child that she and her best friend are going to do great things. They're going to change nations even, and. But her best friend is also herself in trouble, and so they want to help this woman who's dying, and they know she's about to kill herself, but they don't know how to stop it. And so basically the story is how they're pulling out all the stops to get to her before it ends. And it goes on from there, and it's an exciting story. I think the readers will enjoy it, and there's a much deeper meaning in the end, and that's that people are trying to help one another. That you don't have to be alone out there.
And that's really how it relates to our mission, that the cancer support community, that you don't have to be alone. And certainly that is our vision as an organization, that no one should face cancer alone, and that's really why we exist and why we do what we do. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking to three of our wonderful partners where a portion of the proceeds from their products will benefit the cancer support community and advance that idea that no one should face cancer alone, and really help us to expand our services to even more people impacted by the disease. I'm your host, Kim Thibodeau. We're going to take a quick break. We're moving to the end of the show, but don't go away. We will be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer, it's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer. Created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals@home.com or call 617-733-5848.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're getting towards the end of our show here. Our show is sponsored today in part by McKesson's Giving Comfort program and by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Morphotek. We're finishing up our show talking to some friends of ours with whom we've created wonderful partnerships. These are some incredibly creative folks who've created some wonderful products that will benefit the cancer support community. We really want to encourage our listeners to go to cancersupportcommunity.org. Even do it now while you're listening to the show. You'll see we have a new marketplace that we've launched where you can see these products, order them. Think about if you've got friends who've got birthdays coming up, anniversaries, maybe friends who are cancer survivors who are coming up on the anniversary of finishing up their cancer treatment. Lots of wonderful ways to mark those milestones with these wonderful items that we're talking about today. John, I always love to see what's coming next from you. I know you had a wonderful line of things in anthropology last year for the holidays, and I have some of those pieces that I really adore. Can you tell us a little bit about new projects, what's coming out for the fall and winter, some of your favorite pieces, and certainly, of course, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but certainly we hope that you're thinking about sort of the next piece in the CSC collection. So once we get folks hooked on this the Tree of Life charm, that they're going to want to come back and see what the next piece is to add to their collection.
Yes, I'm definitely thinking about the next piece, and probably don't want to put it out there just yet. So,
okay, perfect.
There's a lot of options, but the biggest other thing in our line right now is our fashion jewelry. Fashion jewelry, as opposed to initials and charms, those are the three segments of our business.
Okay,
and the fashion is just exploding. It's very classic, but it always has a twist. It's fun. It's there's larger pieces for our friends who we call John's gals. Kim, you are a John's gal.
No doubt.
and I thank you for that, and it gives me a lot of pleasure. But then, so let's say a great piece from the fall collection is it's tortoise lynx. It's acrylic, but looks like tortoise. And a major piece would have five or six strands of this tortoise lynx. Mixed with some gold chains, and it can be worn short or long. One of our signatures are convertible necklaces, short to long, or with detachable chains, so it can be worn a little more day or a little more evening. And then we take that six-strand necklace, and there's a simpler variation on it. There's a single strand with just a fabulous equestrian charm, a reproduction of a piece I found at the Portobello Road Market, for example. So the fall collection, a lot of tortoise, a lot of pearl, a lot of crystals. And that's been giving me a lot of satisfaction. I just came back from a wholesale market, the Atlanta Gift Show, which is one of our biggest markets. And it's fun to be living in the future as well as the present simultaneously. That's what happens when you're in the wholesale business.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to see some of these new pieces and sport them with some new fall wardrobe happy to be considered one of John's gals for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
And I do love those bigger, bolder pieces that you do, John. Certainly have also sent as gifts some of the more delicate pieces to my younger nieces and things like that. So that's what I love. You've got something for everybody and for all ages, and certainly even in the cancer support community line, we've got some thinner, wider.
Yeah.
More delicate pieces, but also some chunky pieces that feature the Tree of Life charm. So we certainly want folks to check that out.
That wire bracelet, if I can just add, is one of the hottest trends right now. It's the idea is to wear a layered wrist where you're creating your own collage, mixing your watch, a skinny wire bracelet, a wider thing, maybe something that you from your jewelry box from years ago or from your great aunt. And you end up with this completely one-of-a-kind look, and the wire bracelet is like the extra little add-on this season. And that bracelet has the CSC coin on it, so it makes it extra meaningful.
And we've got it in the gold finish and the silver finish, so like you know said, folks can do that kind of mix and match and really create their own look. But that'd be a great piece to add to that layering.
For $19, by the way. Oh, no. Looking at the wrong one.
So, Wendy, obviously we're looking forward to a long-term relationship with you, and I know that's your intention with the charities that you're working with, including Cancer Support Community. So I know we're really kind of launching this partnership, but how do you think about these partnerships and how do you think about the future and really creating something that we can kind of sustain and grow together?
Sure. You know, that was one thing when I launched this company is that the long-term partnerships were definitely something I wanted to do because, you know, particularly in the cosmetic field, you'll see a lot of companies, they'll do like a limited edition to benefit a charity for, like the month of October for breast cancer awareness, which is great. But, you know, I really felt that you should, you know, I'd like to support a charity for as long as we possibly can. So our goal is to really provide continuous philanthropic support. And I think, you know, not only do we do that, but I think we're, to the best of my knowledge, we're one of the only companies out there where every single product we have benefits a specific charity. So with that, we can keep adding to our fragrance collection. We do have two charities that have been signed on. We've got fragrances in development, and, we're for the world. That's what Pour Le Monde means, and we want to give back and just keep adding to the collection. So we're very excited about what's in the queue.
Wonderful, fantastic. And again, you know, folks, check this out. Go to our website at cancersupportcommunity.org and check out these wonderful wonderful products and gifts and things you can enjoy yourself to treat yourself. Art, we're getting to the end of our show here, but any insight, any plans for our next novel? I don't want you to reveal everything, but what can we expect from you down the line here?
Well, I'm currently working on one that unfortunately, I'm sorry, it won't relate to the cancer theme, of course. But if Bayer sells long enough, maybe that we can keep that stretching out over the years. my current book is actually about the Civil War. It's there's plenty of action, and it's just like in Sleeping in Snow with Bears, and pretty much something on every page that'll keep people excited. It's a little bit different because it's about west of the Appalachian Mountains. Everybody's familiar with the stories of the Civil War east of the Appalachian Mountains. This is west, in my hometown, Nashville, Tennessee, and there was a lot that happened here. This town was occupied by the federal troops for more than 3 years, and there was a lot of compromises, intrigues, sacrifices, and some epic battles in the area. And they were just pretty much horrible.
Wow.
And my story is about a young woman and her widowed father who run a store in the city, and all they had to go through during that time.
Yeah.
And all
the
characters they come across throughout that period of time. So
great.
It's been fun to write. I actually put the last period on it this week. So
I'm wow, congratulations.
A lot of editing ahead of me, but
well, we will look forward to seeing that next work from you, Art, and it's such a pleasure to have this partnership with you on Sleeping in Snow with Bears, and we look forward to more good work coming from you. I really want to thank our friends today, John, Wendy, and Art, for being on the show, telling us about your incredible work, your generosity in helping to support and advance the mission of the cancer support community. I really want to encourage folks to go to cancersupportcommunity.org. We've got on our homepage, you can see information about the marketplace, and there's details on how you can get all of these pieces, the novel, the jewelry, the perfume, and we really encourage folks to do that. And again, you know, treat yourself to one of these items. Think about this as a gift for someone, a birthday, an anniversary, a special occasion that might be coming up. These are really wonderful and very meaningful gifts that will support a great cause. I want to thank folks for listening in today to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Thibodeau, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. We provide a host of in-person, online, telephonic support services to people with all cancers, any stage of their illness. We also provide support services to family members, loved ones, anyone impacted by cancer. So visit us at cancersupportcommunity.org. You can find one of our 50 centers around the country. We've got more than 100 satellite locations. You can also call and speak to one of our counselors at 888-793-9355. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. Until next time, be well, do well, live well.
Thank you for joining us for Frankly Speaking About Cancer with your host, Kim Thibodeau. We're here for you every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. In the meantime, stay connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.